I was hiding like a field mouse, trying to make myself as small as possible in the hollowed out tree, forgetting how to breathe. My feet were itchy and bleeding. The forest floor had created tiny slits all over the soles. I lamented losing my sneakers, but they'd been too loud, a dead giveaway. I wondered if I could sit there till dawn, and if that was long enough. When would someone come look for me? Would it be too late? Mama warned me about him when we started spending time together. She said he had a smile like a snake. I didn't know what she meant then, but I do now. All I saw was how handsome Curtis was, the curve of his strong jaw, the intense blue of his eyes. It was summer before senior year. I was working part-time at the diner, broken out with greasy hair that smelled like French fries. Curtis was different from the other boys. He never teased me. He had this way of looking at you, like he was really listening. And we got to talk a lot when he came in for burgers and fries.